The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDVD.
96.3 WDVD 804. It's Thursday. That means Therapy Thursday. Dr. Stephen Craig, he's a psychologist from Birmingham. Check him out online, drstephencraig.com. Got this email from Carrie. She writes, my family and friends are constantly on my back because I'm in my 40s. They say I need to get a mammogram, get a colonoscopy, get my eyes checked, get more sleep, quit drinking so much coffee and eating so much fast food. There is a history of cancer in my family, but I have no health issues. I'm about 30 pounds overweight. I had a physical last year. Everything checked out fine. I don't smoke. I ran in the turkey trot. Okay, I walked mostly, but still, I get off my butt once in a while and I do things. Why are people always on me about my health? Why do people think they can tell me what to do? People have been bossing me around all my life and I'm sick of it. Carrie. Boom. Love Carrie. Carrie's awesome. I love Carrie.
Carrie could be you.
Carrie could be me.
This is another one of those, you know, close to Blaine emails. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm the youngest. I don't know if Carrie's the youngest, but I'm the youngest. So I got told what to do by three siblings and parents for a better part of my life. And that gets a little boring. That gets a little tedious. So I don't know if that is, you know, in this. That's not in our email, but I can tell you that I can relate to that for sure.
See, I constantly think that something's going to happen to me. So I am one of those people that if you tell me I need to go get a checkup every month, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me. And I want to know what I need to get checked out for in 10 years. Like, I want to start preparing for that.
Yeah.
I appreciate any advice. If someone's like, you look a little pale today, I'll go to the doctor. You think I should go? Absolutely.
Right. Joe, what about you? Are you like that?
Yes. I just think that it's too easy to prevent things in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that, you know, anybody in this room is perfect, but there's just some things like going to the doctor. That's a pretty simple thing to do.
Yeah, it's like an oil change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but she did say...
Put you up on the hoist.
She did say, though, that she saw the doctor. She had a physical last year. She says she's 30 pounds overweight. I mean, you know.
Okay, but she's behaving like an adolescent.
Well, so what?
Oh, says Blaine the adolescent.
As I say it, I'm like, oh yeah.
It's so much of this is more about don't tell me what to do rather than taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's what an adolescent does. You know,
right.
I can eat cookies for dinner. Why are you telling me what to do?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is it is inevitable that our health fails.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And that's how an adolescent thinks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fine. I'm
indestructible.
But, yes.
But like Lauren said over there, something is going to happen to us. This person's living on borrowed time.
Mm.
We all know. You know, in my head, I'm drawing a little imaginary line across the air
right.
here.
Yeah.
You know, we slowly get sicker and sicker.
We fall below that line.
And at some point, we fall below that line, and you can't get back up once you get there because...
Yeah,
because
you've fallen. And you need med alert.
Can I ask you a question, Dr. Steve? Because I knew somebody that was like this.
Oh, go ahead.
And I used to think, is it because they're really scared of finding out bad news? Because I knew someone who was like this, very stubborn. I don't need this. I don't need doctors.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, is it because you're scared to just maybe, I mean, nobody likes to go. There's always a worry, but maybe they're too scared. And that's why she's putting up a block.
Right. But that's... Whether it's she's too scared or too adolescent or whatever, the point is, first of all, if you behave this way, you are actually going to pull more people to
into you. Yeah.
Because, you know, if I keep walking over to the edge of the cliff, you know.
And peering over the edge.
Peering over the edge, you know, people are going to go, Steve, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
hey, right. don't worry about me. Hey, look at this. I'm teetering.
Look, I'm teetering.
Right. The more you go over to the edge, the more people start, you know, in droves coming at you. So if this person wants people to stop, because everyone sees the inevitable.
Yeah.
You are going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
I should just let you be a train wreck? Hey, get off my back. Okay. But it's going to come someday. Might not be tomorrow, but what am I going to do in 1 year or 10 years or 20 years when you're a train wreck?
Right.
And that
that's
way,
that's a good question,
and that
too.
Way it's about me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're actually doing it to me because it's not all about you. Because if I love and care for you, you're in my life and I have to watch you be a train wreck. And am I supposed to take care of it? Or when you're a train wreck, I get to keep eating. Hey, look. Oh, look. Blaine's a train wreck. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we doing today, everybody? You know, I mean, what do I do?
Right.
What's the expectation for me? Because it ends up being a dilemma. You know, we're going to look years in the future here, but am I in the What I don't want to do is have your problem become
my problem. Yeah.
Right.
So Carrie, the people who are coming at Carrie and saying you need to get a colonoscopy, get a mammogram, all that kind of stuff, they're kind of, it's for a couple reasons. They're doing it for, number one, because they love her and they care
about her. Yeah.
But number two, they don't want to have to be wheeling her around either.
Right. And when your problem becomes my problem and you caused it,
mm-hmm.
now you've put me in a predicament and I don't like it.
And now I'm angry about it.
And I'm angry about it. Now, now, some people will take care of these people forever. And I guess if you want to talk about what we're supposed to do with it, I would keep harassing Carrie or at least saying, hey, you understand what's coming. I've given you all the information. So whenever the train wreck comes, what are we going to do then?
Yeah.
And then at least I have comfort with it down the road.
What about Carrie? What does Carrie need to do?
Well, am I responsible for Carrie later? And I don't see where it says Steve is responsible.
No. Right. But I mean...
Carrie, if Carrie is going to do this, then Carrie has to understand the reality of the world is the people that care about you are going to keep telling you not to lean over the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen. So if you want to do it, people are going to say it to you.
Right.
So don't complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Or take care of yourself and they'll stop doing it.
Right.
But you don't get to do both. You don't get to put all of us in the predicament of caring for you and watching you be a train wreck and you complain that, you know what I mean? Hey, get off my back.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're asking me to not care about you.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me to love and care for you, but you want me to not do it at the same time. That's not fair.
Here's the thing. This is why this works. This is an interesting topic to me, is because we all know, I think, at least one Carrie in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In some cases, we have a family full of Carries.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And then we're stuck years later.
Exactly.
Right. Plus, you
and frustrated with the person.
Well, and you have different family members who end up in different spots on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm making it up. You have a sister who thinks, I don't care. Everyone should drop everything and take care of Carrie
right.
now. And you have, you know, another sister who's like, hey, why is this?
Carrie made her bed. Let her lie in it.
Why do I have to do it? And now you have a family fight about it. And again, that's why you have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone come to peace wherever we are. And don't judge your other sister who wants to drop everything.
Right.
But don't judge me for saying, hey, I did what I did.
There you go. Dr. Steve, Therapy Thursday. Check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDVD.